You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network, now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Carrie Lutz. Well, it's 9/22/22, which is a significant number, I guess. The equinox has come and gone. And the question is, it's been years now. Are we ever going back to the office? Will the office ever reopen? And here with us is our good friend, Carl Gould, 7stageadvisors.com. Carl, welcome back. So that's the question that everyone wants to know, especially commercial real estate, is the office ever coming back, or is it a thing of the past?
Hey, Carrie, thanks for having me on. The tricky situation, because during the pandemic, when everyone went home or were sent home, you didn't need as much office space. So what did the owner do? The owner said, well, I'm going to redo my space. I'm not going to take as much space. So in some cases, they don't even have enough space to bring the employees back. So I understand that's a bit of a challenge. They have to kind of reconfigure their office space. But the more important thing was, is they sent everybody home and told them, well, come when you're ready. Well, it's more convenient to work at home. An employee, there's a lot of reasons why you want to work from home. And so having an impossible time getting them back. Well, if you remember, Kerry, from past times I was on the show, we were saying get open, stay open, meaning get that open as back as fast as possible, follow all the mitigation protocols and the CDC guidelines, but stay open. You sent your employees home for over a year. You can't expect them to just come right back. But if you're an employer, you need the office back. The office needs to be open at least 3 days a week. You know, there's nobody out there that's going to tell you that, you know, you're going to build a better culture by and large by sending everybody home and everybody working in a silo in their basement or their living room on a video chat. That's not how you build culture. Now, there are some virtual companies that already do that. Those are the exception. But for the majority of businesses, you build a winning culture by having your team within proximity. Proximity is power, right? And so they can be collaborative and there's energy in the office. And so we need employers to say to their employees, if you want to work here, you know, the job requires a certain amount of days in the office. Here is the schedule. We'll see you in the office. If you don't show up for the office, we're going to assume you're working, that you've resigned and you're going somewhere else.
All right. So I don't know if you heard the thing with Elon Musk, but he sent out a email and to everybody in the company and said, you got to come back to the office. If you want to pretend to work, go pretend to work for somebody else. And really, the big banks in New York, they have all pretty much said, you got to come in. But there's a lot of resistance. What about this concept of the hybrid workplace? Is that workable in the future, or is that just a dream?
No, I do think it's workable, because employees have always said, pre-pandemic, that flexibility was always important to them. And so going back to the 80s, we used to advise our clients, and I had a few companies where we had a 4-day work week. We had one did a 4-day work week. We had one team do a 3-day work week. And so you can have hybrid setups and they can work quite fine. Their companies have different shifts. You know, you pay rent on your office for 24 hours, but it's really only occupied 8 of those hours. So there's nothing saying you can't do rotating shifts. There's nothing saying you can't have, people come in, say 5 a.m. to 1 p.m. and a group in from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. or some version of that. That's been happening for a while. So I do think you can have a hybrid office. You do need to give a good why, and you need to set up your office operations in such a way that being together makes sense. So, for example, you have your meetings together, your brainstorms together, your strategy sessions together. When there are certain activities, they're done better as a group. So you re-engineer some office activities around when your team it needs to be together. And then if there's things that they're working on by themselves, then yeah, they could be home working on the cloud or ERP software, getting their work done otherwise.
Okay, I'm buying it. I think that's true. And I think I've always been self-employed. I had no idea what it was like for an employee, like having to go to a doctor's appointment for their child, right? Or for whatever family obligations. And I think the work at home thing really shed light on the employees that, hey, there's another way of doing this. And the concept of the hybrid workplace really I find attractive. I mean, all my people, they work from home, but you know, I'm a virtual business, and I just find it really fascinating that we finally have gotten to the point where, you know, we can kind of figure this out.
Yeah. So the main thing that has facilitated hybrid work places is technology, right? The video chat services, the online communication services, the improved Wi-Fi and broadband, that's all made it possible. But still, we are still a tribal people. We still need to be part of a tribe. We still need to interact with each other on some level. And so there needs to be that blend. That needs to be that blend, because if you think about what's best for the company for a moment, not what for the employee or the employer, but for the company, you're likely going to come to the conclusion that there comes a time when we have to have the teams interact more. In the hundreds of thousands of businesses I've worked with, nobody ever in the history of my career has ever come to me and said, you know what, Carl, we're around each other too much. I need to figure out a plan where we can spend less time with each other. I can silo them off and I can have them not near each other. Help us with that. Never been the case. It's always been, how can we bring the team together, be more productive, work together, collaborate? Mm-hmm. And can you do that in a hybrid environment? Yes, in small doses. But at the end of the day, there's something like having your team under one roof at the same time. So it can work as hybrid. We just need to find the right balance for each company.
Mm-hmm. So all right, I buy that, but there's a mindset in place here with a lot of employees that are a lot of employers that you got to be there. There is no other way.
Don't just survive, thrive. The Financial Survival Network.
Osino Resources is a Ross Beatty-backed gold exploration company in mining-friendly Namibia. Osino's district-scale land package is situated near two producing gold mines, one of which Osino's management team previously developed and sold to B2 Gold. Osino's founders and management are experienced mining professionals who have already successfully developed and sold two companies in the past 7 years. Osino has a tight share structure, and with its current treasury, it can self-fund the advancement of its gold discovery into at least 2022. This is an exploration company with drills turning that you'll definitely want to pay attention to. Osino trades in New York under the ticker OSIIF and in Toronto under the ticker OSI. To learn more, go to osinoresources.com. That's osinoresources.com.
This is the Financial Survival Network, the information you need to thrive now more than ever.
Well, I think employers have to be a little bit more flexible and be honest with themselves. Okay, where and when do I need my team in the office? Where and when most productive, and build around that? And when is it that I really don't need them there? And if somebody is cranking out emails or working on a research project and they're working by themselves, do they really need to be there? And the answer is no. However, the one thing that we haven't talked about today is the mental health of the team as well. We have a client that's an accounting firm, and accounting firms are the type of business that can be hybrid, because you work very much, it's a task-oriented profession. You work on a computer screen. There's not a lot of interaction, even if you are together. This accounting firm has reported that over the last couple of years, with their team working from home and being hybrid, they've had a lot of mental health issues, burnout, people work product suffering. And they came to the conclusion that even us accountants, even us analytical types that like to be locked in a room and give us spreadsheets and numbers, we still need the interaction. And so they even came to that conclusion. So if that group is coming to that conclusion, it's likely most other companies out there would need to do that as well.
Okay, I'm buying it. Hey, what are you doing with your company, by the way?
Well, interesting you say that, because we have been a virtual company since 2009. We've been very virtual. However, as a team, because we're a group of advisors scattered all around the world, we're in 10 different countries on six countries on 10 time zones. Thank you. And so we're scattered about. We do most of our work virtually, but we do come together on a regular basis so we can collaborate. So that we find that that's very invigorating for the team. And we do meet up together at client sites. So we do see each other on a regular basis, live when we're doing our client works.
So one thing about the workplace, you spend so much time there and there's a social aspect to it. And when you go all virtual all the time, all Zoom all the time, what does that, it's a really kind of, difficult, situation to lose that social interaction, human interaction, isn't it?
It does. I mean, we are both social beings, but more importantly, we are what's called comparative beings, meaning we compare ourselves to others. So if you and I, Kerry, are sitting next to each other at a cubicle and we're in a call center and we have to make 10 phone calls in an hour, and I've made 5 and you've made 12, it's going to push me to do a few more.
Yeah.
Right. If we're working on a project together, a project, and that we're both involved in this project, and I can just peek around the corner and say, "Hey, Kerry, I've got a quick question for you. I'm a little stuck." Within a minute, it's done. I don't have to write an email. I don't have to find a time to meet with you. I don't have to ring you up on a video chat. I can just, there's an immediacy and a spontaneity that, that I can ask that question. And not only can you answer the question I've asked, you can also say, "Carl, what's really behind that question?" and help me disseminate that. And so whenever you put one and one together in the same room, a third entity is created. So one and one, when you're in the office, is 3. One and one virtually is 2. Right. And so in the office, there's always that advantage.
Okay. And yeah. And I think there's a human need to interact with others. Aside from everything else, career work is so important to many of you out there that you need the feedback, like you said, and really the screen kind of limits that. You don't really, the presence of somebody, their body language and all these other factors, the nonverbal communication, a lot of that gets lost in a Zoom call, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And it's even when you capture it, you're capturing a very little bit of it, because somebody's required to sit down and stare at a screen. They're not able to move around as they naturally would. So you're even losing a lot of that body language response as well. So.
Right. All right. Well, I'm buying it. So what about these other trends that have come up, work trends that have come up during the pandemic? The whole independent worker, the whole virtualization. The lone wolf worker has kind of evolved from all this. It's all related to what we're talking about, of course, but where are we going from here?
Yeah, well, the gig worker is here to stay. We call him a gig worker now. That used to be called a solo entrepreneur, 10 years ago. And this is just somebody who's enterprising, hustling, and says, you know what? I want to be able to design my lifestyle and integrate my lifestyle into my work. So I would rather work on my own in my own business so I can dictate my own schedule And again, tech, not only technology, but the pandemic accelerated this, because the pandemic forced everybody, everyone from schools to workers to self-employed contractors, to master their technology. Mm-hmm. So we all got a crash course in how to use Google Workspace and Microsoft OneDrive, Microsoft 365 and OneDrive and Slack and Zoom. We all got a crash course in that. So now we know some of the nuances of how to work in our specialty area for someone else. And so, you know, we've gotten good at project-based work. I see this not just growing, I see it accelerating, because the technology is allowing somebody, you know, to dictate their own salary and their own workday. As long as they're willing to market and prospect for new business, have at it. I think we're going to see a lot more of it. And it's good for the employer too, because now they have traditional employees and they also have project workers. That's good for the employer and for the consumer.
All right. I like it, and appreciate you coming on. So just tell us again where to find you, how to connect with you on the web, Carl.
So you can connect with me. Everything's all in one place on carl360.com. That's carl360.com. That's my personal website. You can connect with me there. All of my social media profiles are there. You pick the way we get to interact, and our paths will cross soon.
All right. Excellent. Hey, if you've got a question for Carl, shoot me an email, kl@carrylutz.com. Don't forget, go to the site, financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Sign up for your free newsletter. Carl, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for coming by. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Thanks, Kerry.
Thanks for listening to Kerry Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.